Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, After Buzzers. We are here to watch the divorce. Are Diane and Nick really rekindling their love without the dramatics? Is Dallas really getting her grooves back? And what will Francis do without Sylvia? All this and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Oh, you got a light show going, girl.
Yes. The lights is going.
Yes. We're having a little party here.
Thank you for joining us at HBO's Divorce. This is season 2, episode number 7, and we have one more episode to go, and it's the season finale. So, we don't have Fern or Miriam here today. So sorry, but hopefully we'll see them next week. Yes. But I am here with the beautiful Katie.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. Hello. I am Katie Foley. And you guys can follow me everywhere, but don't stalk me at Katie Did What Now.
And I'm Monique Loveless, as you know. Sorry. I'm Monique Loveless. And you can follow me everywhere at Monique.Loveless. So that changed. So
yeah,
this episode was dramatic.
Yes.
There was a lot going on, as always, as we always see. So it kind of opened up with Francis and Andrew in this nice, expensive auction.
Yeah.
And they're having a conversation, and Andrew kind of opens up about how his ex-wife cheated on him.
Yeah.
And Francis doesn't clearly want to admit that her marriage, you know, ended because she cheated on Robert.
Right.
What did you think about this?
I mean, it's really frustrating because I actually did really like Andrew for her. You know? I did. I started to actually like him by the next episode. The episode before, I was like, I was a little unsure. I was a little on the fence. But it's just frustrating that, being actually a person who has cheated on people multiple times.
Oh, no.
I feel like I've really reformed my ways, to be honest. And it's sad that, you know, Frances, couldn't get any kind of redemption, you know?
Well, I don't feel like she should have. I never feel like you should
in that
case. You
are never Team Frances.
I'm not. But in this case, I did not like Andrew for her. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was just too,
smooth?
No. I kind of felt like he was overdoing it. Because when they were sitting at the auction and he was, like, bidding for the magnifying glass that she wanted for her, like, who's really going to pay $2,500?
Right.
And we're not even calling ourselves official.
Right.
so I did find that kind of different.
Yes.
And she actually, during that time, she mustered up the courage she saw Skip Zakarin, which is, you know, this big artist. And she mustered up the courage to go over there and talk to him.
Right.
How do you think that she handled that?
I mean, you know, I thought for Frances, she actually was pretty charming.
I did too.
Yeah, you know, because she can come off as real crazy to people sometimes.
She can.
You know, and I'll give it to her. You know, she definitely is persistent, you know, in a way that will get you ahead often in life. But then there's a lack of self-awareness that's associated with it.
Yeah.
That comes off as pretty cray-cray.
I definitely agree with that.
But this was an exception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with that because she does. She has her moments. Clearly, we've gone over and we've seen it with Sylvia. Mm-hmm. We see it with Robert. The whole, you know, her checking up when Jackie and Robert, her son. So I thought she did handle herself really well around the
around Skip.
Yeah. Skip Zakarian, who later in the episode, he's making moves.
Yeah.
Those money moves.
Yes, he is.
He's making those money moves. So she ends up being the little, like, business person. Yeah. But, you know, we'll get into that. So anyway, they're at the auction, and she's bidding for this magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. And Skip ends up winning it, clearly. And so when he wins it, she's just like, oh, forget it. You know, whatever. She gets to the gallery. Mm-hmm. And Diane is there.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, chatting it up. And she gets a gift. She opens it. And it's the magnifying glass that Skip bought for, like, $3,000.
Yeah.
How would you react to this? Like, did she react well to it? She ended up giving it to Sylvia. But did she react well to receiving a gift? Diane was just telling her, hey, you know, he likes you. He's feeling you. This is $3,000.
Right.
No idea who I am. I came over and I spoke to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would in your right mind would be like, send this gift?
Yeah.
And it might just be that he has money, so that meant nothing to him.
Right.
But what do you think?
I mean, that's a really difficult situation, because it's like, is there an ulterior motive?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I remember I had an ex once sent me a Tiffany's necklace. It was so gorgeous. And it was like, why are you doing this? Like, we broke up. You know, what is the ulterior motive? Like, you're trying to get back. It's not going to happen. You know, so I had to send it back.
Right. So do you think she, given it to Sylvia, do you think she did the right thing? Was that something that you feel like Frances?
Yeah, I do. Just because she's put Sylvia through so much shit.
So you think it was a gift to be nice to Sylvia?
Yes.
It was a good gift for Sylvia.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's kind of put Sylvia through the ringer. I mean, showing up at her apartment, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, that's...
I don't know, though, because I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
I think I kind of would have sent it back.
Yeah.
But all in all, giving it to Sylvia was nice, because then she's like, oh, I'm not at least keeping it for myself.
Right.
To let you know
that
I'm not, like, into you like that.
Right.
But I felt that was a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like...
I feel like it is a bit much, but if it's better than her keeping it herself. In my opinion.
Yeah, that is true. Now, I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think keeping it herself would have been just a little too much.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, you're letting him know that you're into him.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing about... like you said, ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Like, is there an ulterior motive here?
Right.
Do I owe you back? One of those type of things.
Yeah.
Or anything. So, watching the episode, mm-hmm. and they, you know, since we're focused on this.
Yeah.
She asked Skip to come to the gallery opening.
Right.
He said he couldn't. He ends up showing up.
Right.
She's there with Andrew.
Right.
Clearly. And then he shows up. And then once he shows up, she goes over there. He asks her to go out with him.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of weird, just the way he did it.
Yeah.
How did you feel about how he asked her out?
Yeah, I mean, it's very sneaky. You know, you're showing up with another man, and then, you know, you take her aside and ask her out while she's with another man. I mean, it's very, you know, similar to Francis. I mean, definitely there's a lot of, you know, perseverance, you know, like he wasn't literally letting anything get in the way, even another man.
Not at all.
Not at all. He was just
not
going
all.
For it. But yeah, I mean, it's a shark thing to do, but I mean, man, if that's what gets you ahead and gets you what you want.
But yeah, I mean, he's coming from a different caliber too.
True.
So he's coming, he has money.
Yes.
He can kind of do whatever he wants. I'm pretty sure that women throw themselves at him a lot.
Right.
And he is who he is. So, I mean, the way he did it was just so nonchalant.
Yeah.
The way he did it was so nonchalant. But Frances did speak up and say that she was there with Andrew.
Right.
And she felt, like, weird about accepting a date.
Right.
Which I find a lot of women do.
Like, yes.
We have to put that back in our minds. Like, oh, we're here with somebody else. So we feel obligated even when we're not official.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's fair. But I do feel as though her and Andrew, she shouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she should have cared.
Yeah.
Because Andrew, to me, I didn't like them together.
Yeah.
I didn't really. really care for him.
Yeah, I didn't care for him the first time we saw him with that weird joke about how she should stay single. I was like, is this a joke or are you serious right now? It was one of those like really awkward comments that I like couldn't breathe through. Very uncomfortable for all parties involved. But
including the viewers.
Including the viewers. But I did, he was starting to win me over. Not the episode before, it felt a little put on, but the last episode where they're like on the trampoline and he was starting to kind of slowly but surely win me over.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he, I wasn't feeling him at all.
Yeah.
I felt like he was overdoing, like he was pushing too hard.
Yeah.
To make something out of nothing.
Right.
They both just broke up out of a relationship, clearly. Yeah. Where there was cheating. So.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, Skip asked her out,
yes.
Which I thought she should have said yes.
Yeah.
You don't like.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like what you said. I mean, I think that, that maybe Francis needs to like kind of cool her jets a little bit.
Yeah. But I think dating is okay.
Yeah.
I think official is not really the thing to go, but dating is okay.
Yeah. It also could be hard, too, just because, you know, he is in the industry that she's in, and that can get a little fishy, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Let us know
in
the chat what you guys think about dating when it comes to how Skip asked Francis to go out. Should she have said yes? Or is it okay for her to say no? Make sure you guys let us know in the chat or on Twitter or on Instagram, Facebook, wherever we post that. So, yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like it was, I don't know. I felt like she should have said yes.
Uh-huh.
For the first time. I don't know. I guess I'm not a big candidate of Francis. I'm not a big voter of her.
I feel know, like you're
when
not.
She should make certain moves, she doesn't. And when she shouldn't, she does.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
I think Francis just needs to hire you as, like, her personal assistant, life coach person.
I know. Right.
I think you would be perfect. You would be like her, you know, what was that woman from Dreamgirls, you know, who was SJP's personal assistant
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson,
her name.
Sex and the City. I mean, you could be that for her. You know, I feel like you would change her life.
Yes, I was thinking
now that Sylvia is going to be, you know, out of the picture.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to get into that.
Yeah, I know.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the beginning, we're going to go back to the beginning. We see Nick. And not Nick, but Jackie and Robert.
Yeah.
They're, you know, she's about to sell this home and she's putting in an apple pie.
Yeah.
And then Robert smells the stench and they go upstairs and they see a dead raccoon in the tub. First of all, my question is, how did the raccoon get there?
Yeah.
Like, did they leave windows open?
Right.
Or what happened? Like, they didn't even have a cause. They didn't say, oh, they must have, how to get in here? They must have, like, I need a breakdown sometimes, writers. Like,
yeah. Well, so, I can't believe that Jackie would have let it happen. I can believe that Robert would have let it happen. He's not the most cautious person.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe left a window open and it got in through
there.
Anyway, there was a dead raccoon and they team up.
Yeah.
He cleans it up. The people end up, you know, the lady and her mom come and look at it. Jackie walks them around until he gets it all cleaned up. And they, you know, he saves the day and they sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie starts talking about how she thinks this would be great. Like, they should go into business together.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week. How do you feel about, you know, couples going into business together?
I think 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work. Now, my parents are in business together. And it works for them because my dad is such an alpha. My mom's such a beta.
Mm-hmm.
She's secretly actually the alpha. She does, like, most of the work. But she's a very agreeable personality, which is ironic. She's an attorney.
Wow.
I think it just depends on the personalities. I think with Jackie and Robert, they're both kind of alpha in their own way. And so I feel like they're going to end up butting heads.
Really?
I do.
I actually think it's going to work.
Do you?
Yes, because even though they're alphas in their own different ways.
Yeah.
So, like, he's the builder.
Yeah.
And she's the seller.
Yeah.
So she can give him advice on what to do, but he's going to know how to, like, construct it.
Right.
And flip it, and she's going to know how to sell it. So if you're alphas in different I feel like if your outfit's in different arenas,
yeah,
and you compliment each other, I think it'll work. But clearly, we see them get into an argument in right. the car in the beginning with her calling up the lawyer and not including Robert in mm-hmm. on the phone call. And, you know, he was really upset about that.
Right.
Do you think that he had the right to be upset about that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I think that maybe it kind of reminded him of the way that Francis treated him. You know, it's kind of patronizing a little bit just not to, you know, allow him to be like, you know, authoritative, you know?
So you think he should have been on the call? Is it really that important that he's on that particular call with the lawyer if it's just now getting started? They haven't done any contracts or anything?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that if you're going to build a team, you know, you have to, all members need to be present.
Okay. Okay, because when I saw the episode, I was like, okay, I agree with Jackie, but you make a great point.
You know, because you never know. Maybe Jackie would flip something. You know, it's like with, you know, it's like when you're playing telephone, you know, things change. Like, you know, when you're relaying messages, things change. And so
that's true.
It'd be good for them to both be on the same page, you know?
But once you go to sign the contracts, aren't you on the same page? Like, aren't you on the same page then? Because you should be reading the whole contract.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I don't know. But I think that, I think it's just good for them to be on the same page from the beginning. I really do, you know?
Because yeah.
then he can look at the contract and know, kind of know more about what he's getting into.
That's true. But I feel like, okay, so he said that he wanted to get his own lawyer, and she got upset about that and yeah. said, clearly you have issues, and it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with Francis.
Right.
Do you think that he was, would you have gotten your own lawyer?
Would
to
I
bring
got,
it, yeah.
Would
is
I
that did Robert make a good move in saying that he was going to bring in his own lawyer?
I don't know if having two lawyers is that smart. That seems almost like now they're in a divorce case or something like that, and they're pitting against each other. I think they should be if, like, again, I don't think this is like starting well. Like, I think they should be like one lawyer on the same page, you know.
Well, sometimes I think that's what happens though when you have two alpha people.
Yeah.
Going into a business,
yeah.
it can start out kind of rough, but it's like a relationship.
Right.
It can start out kind of rough, but once you get to see how each other works, it starts to work
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
I don't think he should include another lawyer into the situation.
Yeah.
Now, I do agree with you on that. I don't think that he should include another lawyer into the situation. He should just say, hey, can we get another phone call?
Right.
And basically have the phone call where we're all on the call.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, they ended up going to the gallery
yeah.
and they had that conversation. He was already upset. She was upset. So when they left, she left without him.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically had to walk home.
Right.
Or as we think he walked home.
Yeah.
So, I guess you're right. It's starting off.
Yeah, it's a not little starting
rocky.
Off well.
Yeah, it's starting off a little rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
And they also just started seeing each other. You know, for them to go into business now, it seems like not a good idea.
Well, if they're good business partners, then I think that's okay. But if they're. If they break up in the relationship, they're good business partners, then I think it's okay.
I don't know. I feel like it's like the same thing as like, you know, moving in with a friend, you know, like going from being friends to now it's a roommate situation. It just seems like, you know, you put people in different environments and they tend to evolve differently.
That's true. But business and money intertwined sometimes can make that different.
Yeah.
Or make it
worse.
Oh. Well, we hope that they can move on
right.
and actually get
we
some money
like
in Robert's pocket because
yes.
he's
he
broke.
He needs it.
Right. He's broke. Clearly broke at this moment.
Yes.
Which brings me to talking about, because a lot had to do with the gallery. Everybody showed up to the opening, mm-hmm. which is Sylvia's opening, which brings me to Dallas.
Yes.
And Dallas had... And then, you know, she started the country club.
Right.
She asked Ted out, which was the guy in the
prior episode. Sure.
Yeah. She asked him out finally.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he says yes, but he can't do it that day. He
right.
ends up at the gallery.
Right.
with his, what he calls, soon-to-be ex-wife.
Yes.
The most embarrassing thing ever.
Yeah.
You're, I mean, they seemed excited about it, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's just strange. He said he was single. Well, it's not strange. He's just shady, you know?
Well, he technically didn't say he was single. He said that he would go out with her. Right?
The last episode, didn't he say he was single?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I thought he did.
I might have missed that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and if I messed that up, I thought that he was saying that it was okay for her to be single. Maybe he just said it was okay for her to be single, but I don't know. It was alluding to him being single, and yeah.
Well, he took the offer, yeah. So clearly you're going to think he's single. But, I mean, he's about to get divorced, and his soon-to-be ex-wife mm-hmm. actually seems to appreciate that. So.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think Dallas should do? Should she go out?
I don't know. I don't think she should, especially if he's, like, about to get divorced. I think he needs, like, space.
So you feel like every time somebody gets divorced or leaves a relationship, they need to have some time in between?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah, because, I mean, I think about if I got with my boyfriend, you know, right after my last breakup and... Yeah, I think there would have been a very different dynamic. He would have had to be taking care of me a lot, you know?
Just right.
I mean, you kind of spiral out of control, and then you have to kind of find yourself when you're out of a relationship, you know?
That's true. Unless you've already been out of that relationship for a while.
Yeah.
But...
Like mentally? Like,
mentally, emotionally, and stuff like that. Like, if you've been out of the relationship for a while...
Yeah.
And now you're just actually putting it on paper.
Yeah.
Like, does that make a difference?
I guess it does. I've been in that situation before.
I mean, he did kiss her.
Right.
To let her know, like, we don't need therapy. We're good where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, so, and he kissed her to show her that he's, I guess, wanting to move on. Do you think it'll work out? You think that'll be...
I don't know. I don't know if I like this guy for her. I think he's really? A sweetheart. Yeah, but I really liked her with Tony Silvercreek. And I know he's such a dick. But, like, I loved her. I loved their dynamic.
Why would you want her to be with someone like that?
I thought it was so exciting.
I actually like this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, the way that when she was like, hey, y'all didn't do therapy, so basically right. you're telling me that you didn't do therapy, and he just takes control and like kisses her, but he's still so like gentle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like him. Maybe I don't like the right guys.
No, that's for sure. I think I'm not liking the right guy. Tony Silvercreek's a dick.
He
you know?
Is, and Andrew tried too hard.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I want to see where this goes. I really want to see where her and Ted go.
Yeah.
Because if he's newly divorced, like, is his ex-wife still going to be in the picture since they're friends?
Right.
Is he really going to be able to commit to Dallas? Is Dallas going to get her groove back since that whole Tony Silvercreek BS?
Yeah.
Like, don't we want to see that? I want to see her be in a relationship. She looks lonely.
I know. I want to see her be in a relationship, too, but I just want to see her be in a relationship with the right guy. I think she's such a fiery personality that, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I think she's really calm.
She is very calm, but she's got like a calm fire to her, you know?
Really?
And that's, yeah, I think so. I think that's why her and Francis, you know, are so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We will see. Because I'm ready to see that.
Yeah.
He kind of took control, and I like that. Speaking of control.
Yes.
Nick, we got to come to Diane and Nick. I am so in love with Diane, and their situation is crazy.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Nick and Diane are at the gallery. Clearly, Diane goes throughout the day because she comes to the gallery.
Right.
She sees the magnifying glass. She sees that Sylvia and Francis are being buddies. So
right.
she's feeling some type of way.
Yes.
About Francis and Sylvia mm-hmm. being all buddy-buddy now.
Right.
She's feeling left out. She's
right.
feeling like she doesn't have a part in anything.
Yeah.
So Nick, like, comes around and sees that. So in the gallery, he decides to make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a great speech. I was kind of nervous at first.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say something embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous. And I kind of thought that he was going to... try to take over for Diane to shine or for one of them to shine. But he didn't. He did his speech, letting Diane, you know, letting everybody know that Diane was a part of it, too. And then that they bought the art piece.
Yeah.
I was about to call it something else. the POS.
Yes.
But they bought the art piece. And so it'll be in their home now.
Right.
But he didn't know what it was because when he took off the, you know, they had it, you know, hidden.
Yeah.
When they took the sheet off, he was like, whoa. His reaction was like, whoa. So do you feel like they're kind of trying to rekindle?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
Is it real?
Yeah, I do think it's real. I think that, I don't know where it came from, but
Me either.
I think that it does seem kind of random, but I think that that last episode of him just, you know, tending to her when she was injured and seeing her with the other man, and, you know, I think that he's starting to change. I think he's starting to actually make an effort.
But that small thing made him make this big of an effort.
I know.
This is a huge effort from when he was cooking and not paying attention to her in lingerie.
It's strange.
And they're doing it without, he's doing it without all the dramatic.
Right.
Of gun shootings and falling down the stairs. Yeah.
And you know, they're the best guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is this real?
Right.
Is this just came out of nowhere. I'm pretty shocked. Anyway, he did the speech. I really like the speech. I'm really actually rooting for them now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what this part is about for you to get back on the page with them trying to be together instead of like Diane cheating.
Right.
Which now, where is that at?
Right.
Weird.
Weird.
Definitely so weird.
Yeah.
So
makes me think maybe that she won't cheat. I know that I was saying that she would cheat, but now I feel like she's gonna, you know, if I feel like it goes back there, maybe it'll be that thing of like, you know, she'll like go to the borderline of cheating just like she was before. But I don't know if she's actually gonna cheat now.
I wanna know what Nick's next step gonna be. Like, is it gonna fizzle out? Is there gonna be a point where it fizzles out?
Right.
Or is Diane, or are they really gonna rekindle and come to like this whole loving relationship?
Yeah.
Where they actually spend time together and love each other and are doing stuff like that. All this, that was really nice of him. Like,
yeah,
I thought the speech was great. I was really actually shocked.
Yeah.
And so, towards the end of the episode, clearly, Robert and Jackie come together and they kind of hash things out as he buries the raccoon.
Yes.
I love when she says, I love Jackie, so... big ups to Jackie, but when she says nobody's ever buried a body for me, so I thought that was really cute. So they rekindled.
Yeah.
And then the biggest thing, which was Sylvia and Frances go to dinner.
Right.
And and Sylvia breaks the news at dinner that Skip, so clearly we're going to see more of Skip.
Right.
That Skip has exclusively asked her to be at his gallery. He's going to pay her. He gets her out of the bank.
Right.
You know, this was... And Frances loses it.
Right.
She almost lost her shit, at the table.
Yeah.
Typical Frances.
Typical Frances. She always reverts to crazy 9 times out of 10.
Right. Do you think that Sylvia did that correctly? And do you think that Sylvia was right for doing that?
Man.
How did you feel about this whole situation?
No, I know. I know. It's really hard because, you know, obviously Frances really believed in Sylvia when no one else did and, you know, pulled her out of the bank, like all of these things. But at the same time, Sylvia's got to make a living.
Right.
And sometimes, you know,
I think it is the case of moving up to the next level.
Yeah.
Like we always see that in everybody's career to move up to the next level.
Right.
Which is a natural thing.
It's a natural thing.
Like she said, she was like, you know, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
And what can you do? You're small. Like,
right.
Frances is small. She can't do, like I said, you know, Skip is coming with a whole different network.
Yeah.
So she can't really compete with that.
Right.
And I honestly think that we'll talk about it in
yes.
predictions.
Yes. But I do think it's sad because we, you know, as we were talking about last time, like, mm-hmm. it seemed like Sylvia was finally becoming, like, you know, a grounded friend that Frances really needed in her life.
But do
life.
You feel like they can't be friends now?
I hope that they could be friends. I hope that Frances could be rational and understand why Sylvia had to do what Sylvia had to do. But I don't know if that would happen because Frances is not the most rational human being.
That's true. But I do think that she is an understanding person.
Yes.
So I'm feeling that once that blows the over and she kind of, yeah, she yeah. kind of gets rid of the emotion and mm-hmm. everything picks back up, I think maybe Sylvia will come back around.
Right.
Do you think that she did it right, though? Do you think that Sylvia did it correctly? I mean, there's no good way
there's
to do
no
it.
There's no correct way, but I mean, I think that she did exactly what she had to do.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, it's funny. It's, like, so ironic. It's just such a shame that, you know, it's happening now versus, you know, like, when Frances was showing up at her apartment at 1 o'clock in the morning when she really deserved that kind of treatment, you
right.
know? And now Frances is being on the level, you know? They're actually getting some stuff done. They're establishing friendship. It's just, it's the timing is really, really poor. But, again, Sylvia did what she had to do. I would have done the same thing in the situation, unfortunately.
She did, and it's unfortunate because I am actually on Frances' side with this one. Mm-hmm. For the first time ever, guys, I'm
oh
on Frances' side.
What?
I'm like, she put her sweat, tears, and blood into this.
Yeah.
And Sylvia, I at least feel like Sylvia could have talked to her about it
before doing it.
Yeah. Sure. Before actually doing it, like, hey, I know you did this, like, for me. I know you brought this out of me because I wasn't painting. I wasn't right. finishing things. And now that I'm finished, I'm actually doing something that I love. And I'm able to do it without, you know, and yeah. I don't have to be in the bank anymore.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. I feel like she should have at least informed her.
Yeah.
She should have told her. She should have gave her, like she said, at least the right to fight for her.
Yeah.
In any way possible that she could.
I think that if that had happened, Frances would have sabotaged her.
Mm.
I really do. Frances does some crazy shit.
Wow. I don't know if she would have sabotaged it. I don't feel like Frances is that person. She is irrational yeah. sometimes, but she's not the person to be vindictive.
Yeah. I don't know. Ugh, I don't know.
I don't
she,
know.
I mean, the way that Frances handled that, you know, that amazing art job that she had last year, you know, I mean, that was just so crazy. And I feel like she would do the same kind of things, like visiting Skip and, like, trying to, I mean, I just think she would have ruined it for Sylvia.
No, I don't know. But I know he had to give her a deal that she could not deny.
Right.
He has it. And which brings us into prediction.
Yes.
Because I want to say it. Yes. So, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, man. I think that Ted and Dallas are going to start seeing each other. I don't know the lifespan of that relationship, just because he is getting out of a divorce, and that's kind of strange timing. I think that Nick and Diane are going to continue to grow this, you know, new, like caring, loving relationship, and then something is going to derail it.
Right.
She is going to piss off Nick in some way, and shit is going to get crazy. what else do I think? I think that that Frances is going to find someone new that's really
okay.
good for her.
Yeah.
Like,
to date?
Yeah, okay. I do. I think that everything that happened in this episode, we call it, you know, in, when you're writing a screenplay, it was kind of, the all is lost moment for her.
Mm.
You know, she literally
lost
went through
everything.
Like, two breakups in this episode. So I think that there's a reason why. I think that she's down here now because she has so much more she's gonna build up in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next week we do see. This is what I love. We see that Frances does go into the gallery to mm-hmm. meet Skip and
yes.
let you know, the irrational Francis.
Right.
So here comes the irrational Francis when it comes to Skip. I think he did that to draw her in. He knew.
Oh.
He knew what that was going to do.
Yeah.
So all of her artwork, like they said, was bought. Sylvia's artwork was all bought, which is unknown.
Right.
And so I think he has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to reel Francis in.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love that relationship. I would at least want to see that blossom.
Yeah.
Or at because they had stuff in common. I didn't feel like her and Andrew had anything right. in common. I do think that Dallas and Ted are going to date.
Yes.
I don't know. Like you said, I don't know the lifespan of right. that. I hope that he continues to take control like he did in this mm-hmm. episode. And then maybe it will, like, kind of go good.
Yeah.
Nick and Diane, I don't know the lifespan of their rekindling,
right.
their niceness to each other.
Right.
But we'll see. I think something dramatic and crazy is going to have to go down because that is them.
Yeah.
So something is going to derail it. And Jackie and Robert, I want to see them do good in their business. As mm-hmm. we can see next episode, they signed contracts.
Right.
So clearly they're able to move forward.
Right.
So I'm really feeling like this could work. I really want it to work. I like when couples are able to work together.
Yeah.
And it's because you're running money through the same house.
Right.
So hopefully that their relationship lasts and that they can continue to be a couple. I like Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her.
I like her, too.
I think she has a great personality.
Yeah.
I think she knows her baggage, and
yep.
she owns up to it, unlike Francis.
And
I'm really excited to see the next episode, which, guys, it's the season finale.
Oh,
we are at
it's
the
so
season.
Fast.
I know. We are at the season finale.
Yes.
Next week is the final episode of season 2. So make sure that you join us. I am Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere at monique.loveless.
Hi, and I'm Katie Foley. You can follow me, but not stalk me, at Katie Did What Now.
And hopefully we see Fern and Miriam next week
yes.
for our final episode.
Yes.
They should be here. Thank you guys
Bye.
For tuning in.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.